Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. This is another day that the Lord has given us. The Lord, in His mercy, has given us a new day, a new opportunity, and a new blessing. He has given us, like I said yesterday, He has given us enough grace to teach our children the ways of the Lord. He has given us enough grace to be able to show our children the way and to teach our children and to have a godly family. You know, yesterday we alluded to the fact that there in the scripture in Proverbs 22:6, where it says, train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I said that God has given enough grace to be able to train up our children. Every age, God has given enough grace. You know, you'll just look back in the Old Testament where God told Noah to build an ark. And God was faithful. And Noah was faithful. And God gave Noah enough grace. Now, do you think that Noah lived, the day that Noah lived in was a day worse than today? Or is this day worse than the day that Noah lived in, as far as the corruption of the world? You know, I really believe that the corruption that Noah saw in the world at that time was probably just as bad as it is today. And it was probably even worse, because God just couldn't tolerate it anymore. And so He brought the flood. But the thing that I really want you to take a look at is the fact that Noah was able to train his sons in a way that they stood with him. They were faithful. And they were able to go along with their wives. They were able to go in the ark with him. Noah, in spite of all odds, was able to build the ark out there in the middle of dry land. There was absolutely no way in that day, I don't believe, to get that big boat to a body of water where it would float. And how ridiculous. Can you just imagine how ridiculous people would have thought Noah is to build a boat, a big boat like that, out in the middle of nowhere? And, how in the world did he expect to get that boat into the water where it would float? But God told him to make that boat, and he was faithful. For how long? For at least 100 years. Was it 120 years that he was building the ark? I didn't look at that this morning, but it was at least 100 years. 100 years of building a boat. That's a long time. And can you imagine all the ridicule that Noah got? Look at that man. He's building a boat. I wonder how in the world he's ever going to float that thing. Well, God took care of all that. Noah was faithful. And Noah was obedient. And he didn't have to question God. He continued in his faith and he continued to build the ark. He continued to work on it day by day. And while he was working on it, he taught his sons to be faithful to God. And so that's what we need to do. Yes, Noah was diligently building the ark. And yes, we need to be diligently going about our daily work so that we're able to buy food for our family, be able to buy food and clothing for our family. And yes, we do need to make a living. But Noah, you know, he had a lot of work to do. You know, this ark was not, you know, how did this ark that he was building provide food? I don't know if he had another job where he was providing food for his family. I don't think the Bible tells us about that. How Noah was able to provide physically for his family. But, you know, somehow Noah provided for his family in addition to building the ark. And not only did he provide for his family in a physical way, but he also provided teaching and training for his children in a spiritual way, in a way that they were not a part of the world, but they were a part of the family of God, part of the family that God chose to go into the ark. And no, I don't believe that God necessarily raised up this family. You know, it says that God saw Noah's heart. And I believe I'm right in quoting in saying this, that God saw the heart of Noah and knew that he would raise to teach his son, his sons after God. And that's why God chose Noah. It's not that just God randomly picked out Noah and said, I want you to build an ark. No, I don't believe that that's what happened. I believe that God looked to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he found this man, Noah, with a heart to serve God. And just like I said in the, earlier this week, when I was a very young child, I decided, and I told God that I wanted to serve him. And I believe that's what God saw in Noah. He saw a man that wants to serve him. And so he took that man and he filled him with knowledge, he filled him with understanding, and he gave him the pattern for the ark, and he fulfilled it, and he built this ark according to the pattern that God gave him. And you know, if you can imagine having such a big project like this before you, and you have a family to feed, and you have remember, I don't think this project brought any food, put any food on the table for his family. Somehow, Noah had to put food on the table. And can you just imagine being involved in such a big project and yet being able to provide food for your family, and not only that, provide godly training to your children, that your children would follow you in such a ridiculous thing as going into the ark and allowing God to shut the door there. And, you know, that took a lot of faith. And yet, they were able to see the work of God and bringing the animals and all that. And, of course, by God doing that, I'm sure it strengthened their faith. But yet, I guess what I'd really like to bring out here this morning is just take a look at that and allow that to be a challenge in your own busy life. realizing that Noah had an extremely busy life, and somehow he needed to provide food for his family. And in spite of his busyness, he was able to raise a family and to teach them the ways of God. And like I said, God has provided enough grace in every age for men of God to rise up and be faithful and to teach their family in the ways of God, to have a godly family. God has provided that grace. It's just, are we diligently going after it? Are we diligently teaching our children in the way, as we sit down, as we walk by the way, and as we go about our daily grind of life? Are we teaching our children? And that is my encouragement to you. And again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. And I'd just like to encourage you to give us a call. And if this was an inspiration to you, hey, I'd love to hear from you. And I know the others who are doing these daily inspirations, they'd also love to hear from you. It is a beautiful thing to be able to know that there are people out there who appreciate the teachings. So God bless you and keep you, and be diligent about the business of God. You know, one more nugget here. When Jesus was 12 years old, he was diligent about the business of his Father. He was there in the temple, and he was teaching the Pharisees or the leaders in the temple there. He was sitting with the leaders of the temple, and he was teaching them at 12 years old. Can you imagine your children being so filled with the Word of God? And you might say, well, Jesus was the Son of God. Yes, he was the Son of God, but he chose to come and take on the human flesh. That's a whole other sermon that we could talk about, Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. And he chose to come in the flesh, take on the limitations of a human. And so I believe he was fully human there when he was at the age of 12, and he was simply there showing us that, yes, it can be done. And so let's not make this too long here. God bless you and keep you, and may you and your family bring much glory and honor to the holy God of heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you once again this morning, and we ask you, dear God, to burn these lessons deeply into the hearts of the listeners, that they truly might be able to teach and to train their children in the ways of God, and that for generations to come, it would make a difference. So, Father, we do commit each one into your hand in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And for his sake, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and you have a great and wonderful day. And like I said, give us a call, and we'll see what God has for us.